The greatness of Kanye West is
that the only thing that happened with him right now is him yelling. Through the money, designer, the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as a gear. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch. Y'all already know what it is, your boy Chance. Be Yourself Podcast is going to be episode 8. Got my man JJ. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be a couple weeks ago, but he was on the highway. We got Kenny up in the crib. You already know Kenzo. And you already know Root. Root be here. So.
What's good?
Mad quick, like, share, subscribe, do all the good stuff. If you ain't did it before, do it now, because we're going to be talking about some ish. Disclaimer, I'm going to put it out here now. Because I don't know if we're going to get to the list, because some people in here are divas, so we might not get to the list. But if we do get to the list, I want to put it mad clear. I got a little bit of hands, but I'm not looking for no beef with nobody. These are strictly opinions of how I feel about the music and how it hits me. It has nothing to do with Shu, per se. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to cast some hands like that out here. So, we're going to start with Drake. Kendrick, Rook shucking his head, but we don't live in the same hood right now. So, I can't call back up. So, shake your head all you want, brother. But, you want to talk about Cake, Drake, Kendrick, or Cole, and we're gonna see who is the GOAT. I'm thinking about Cake because of this man right here over there doing lovey eyes with his people.
Boy, no, Drake's sweet, bro. All right,
it's gonna be a good one. I already see it.
I better find your loving.
I want to know why. See, I don't even want to do this because I'm not a Drake defender. Why y'all acting like y'all wasn't pumping Drake hard body? You can't pump somebody hard body, pause, call them goated, and then say they ain't top 10.
What you mean? I mean, not last year, but like 2 years ago, Drake is probably my most listened to artist on Spotify. Like, again, we weren't saying, again, the sentence exactly was, at least here's how I say it. Drake is a artist. He is in the categories of like...
Look. This is how it started. Let me get it started. The people don't. This is where it started. All right,
go ahead.
I wasn't in defending Drake. I was actually throwing shots at Drake on a low. Drake put out the album. Everyone knows what it is. Y'all listen to it. If you didn't, then I don't know what y'all doing music.
We'll
talk about what we thought about later. So he put out the album. Cole had the verse. I came on the group chat and I was like, can we finally admit that Cole is the GOAT and it's not Drake? And then it went into this whole different thing of what it went into, to where somehow I ended up defending Drake on saying that of his place.
Well, really, how it started was we were talking about what Joe said, really.
Okay.
So and we going into that, we was like, and I remember I said, why does Drake even respond to Joe? So it's not like I was never against Drake. Again, we just putting him in when we got down to it. Yes, somehow. It was a long conversation. Again, we all talk in the group chat from time to time, depending on you, especially me, depending on how busy work is. We all talk. Somewhere between there, we got the top.
There's about three of us.
But we got the top 10 list. Rook didn't put one in there, but I know y'all two got into it because JJ's list got some semi-outlandish stuff, and then yours had Drake on it. None of the rest of us had Drake on it. We said the reason why we didn't have Drake in our top 10 rappers is because personally, here's why I put Drake in the Michael Jackson, James Brown, Chris Brown category. He's an entertainer. He is a artist first. Do he rap? Yes. But first of all, I mean, that's not even what he got famous for. Is it his best work? Probably. But I mean, Drake came into the lexicon, at least to my knowledge, me and JJ for sure, our age group, man was on Degrassi. So he came into the game not even being a rapper. So he was already in the entertainment category. He was already an entertainer. Can he rap? Not saying he can't. But again, Tupac's the best rapper. Did he act? Yes, but he's not known, Tupac the actor. No, he acted, yeah. But he's a rapper. That's what he's known for. That's the way we're looking at it. No one said Drake can't rap. He got bangers. He got summer hits year after year. But he's in that artist category, not a top five, top 10 rapper.
Can I add on to that real quick? I'm using an analogy, right? We're talking about he's the greatest. He could be the greatest artist of all time. That's an argument to be had.
I didn't say he's the greatest of all time. I probably wouldn't say so. You got Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Michael Jackson.
No, no generation as well, but
I still can't give it to him.
That does not make him a great rapper. You could say Tom Brady is the greatest football player of all time, but you're not going to say he's the greatest receiver of all time, even if he has a few passes caught. It's a difference. It's a difference altogether.
That's your analogy. That's a bad analogy.
Well, Tom Brady has caught passes. I mean, he also dropped some passes.
You said Gronk was the greatest tight end of all time. That could be true, but he's not the greatest football player of all time. He might not be top 10 football players of all time, even though he's the greatest of all time at something.
He's a rapper.
Same with Drake. He
raps.
He's goated, but he's not the greatest. Right? He's not a top 10 rapper. But we're talking about rappers. He's not top 10.
I put this in a group chat. Ja Rule saying, 50 Cent saying, Bone Thug saying. So they ain't
rapping. Somebody mute his mic. Tell his damn mic.
How you gonna mute Mike? I'm the one that running this.
Your mic needs to get muted. All right. My man brought up Ja Rule and 50.
They didn't say
they had a moment.
But no one put them in the top 10. We're not calling them goats.
Well, JJ kind of did. He put 50.
A brief moment. 50 is a rapper. Ja Rule is a rapper. Drake has a whole album where half of it is singing and the other half is rap.
Multiple.
Yo. Question. Why is JJ's mic the only one that when we talk, it goes off?
I don't know.
All right, anyway, say what you were saying, JJ, because we ain't hear nothing you said. About 50 Cent on the list.
Yeah, all I was saying is I would consider putting 50 on my list. I completely forgot about 50 when I made my list. You definitely put 50 in your list, and which is nothing wrong with that. 50 is a lot of people's top 10.
Yeah, but Ja Rule and Bone Thugs, one of the greatest runs in hip-hop history.
Mm-hmm. No, and I feel like he is completely valid to having your top 10. Ja Rule is not. If you're talking about rappers, Ja Rule is not.
I didn't put him in my top 10.
But you brought him up as an argument. Same thing with Bone Thugs.
I brought him as because if you're going to say when people sing, they're not rappers. There's a lot of rappers that sing.
Yeah, but they're also not top 10 rappers.
The argument was. The reason why Drake not a top 10 rapper, so none of those people are top 10 either. So that argument don't hold up.
Exactly,
and it's a bad argument. They don't sing like Drake sing. They had a moment. Drake sings, and Drake's good at it. He's an artist. He does what work. He can reach multiple generations and diverse groups of people. He got something for everybody.
Hey,
yeah, he's an artist. Y'all watching? I compared him. He's what, like a second tier, because I won't compare him to Prince, but he's in that realm where he's an artist. Like Prince said, I'm the artist.
Y'all doing too much.
I think I make music.
I'm doing too much with the Prince thing. But let's get to the first fact first, then we can go back here. Drake, Kendrick, or Cole? How do you list them? Obviously Cole. Obviously Drake gonna be third for y'all.
Drake ain't gonna make it. But we talking rappers. I meant to say in the group chat is that you late. Oh, it's about time that we acknowledge Cole as a GOAT. Cole been the GOAT since Forest Hills Drive.
First off, I've been said that.
There's only one person who's going to argue that. Against you on that one, and that's JJ. JJ, the only one who's still been saying K-Dot the GOAT. He's been saying it longer than everyone I ever heard, and he won't defend himself because he's right here. But, you know, I'm a rook with it. Yeah, since Forest Hill Drive, Cole had that on lock.
Let's get to the business.
Get off my dick, nigga.
Let's get to the business, JJ. How do you say a man is a GOAT that makes an album once every 12 years?
Exaggeration, but I get it.
Oh, how many albums does J. Cole have? Give me a number.
A lot.
How many? Give me a number.
I don't have the facts, so I'm not going to just guess and lie.
You got the computer, bro.
Everybody got a computer.
Got the setup? Nah, son. I don't got the setup, yo.
I got you. I got you. Kenny, list me J. Cole's albums.
Forest Hill Drive, you got what's the KOD? You got what's the other one? Forbidden Fruit on it. What's this fucking album called? Born Sinner.
Born Sinner.
Yeah. What's the one before that one?
One
Friday Night Lights.
Three, four, five, four, six, seven, eight.
Did I miss any?
Looks like about eight.
Oh, you counting singles? What you doing? Ain't no way it's nine.
Forest Hills
Drive. Name them.
Forest Hills Drive. I'm counting mixtapes. The off season.
Oh, well, you counting
mixtapes. No mixtapes.
My dude.
Because then niggas is really slaughtered because they can't match him there.
Who can't match who?
They can't match Cole in the mixtape game.
This is my point.
Yeah, we're talking.
They, period.
But this is my
day, period. I don't give a fuck who you name from this generation.
But that's my point. Because JJ is asking how many albums. He got way more than Kendrick.
If we talking mixtapes, Lil Wayne go hands down, no flag on play. Like, he's 100%.
We're not bringing up Wayne because Wayne is a fucking god in this game.
I ain't gonna lie, we're talking about we can't give it. I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't give it to Lil Wayne hands down if we're talking mixtapes. Gucci got 103 tapes.
Let's stay on topic.
That's savagery.
JJ, you're supposed to be defending this. You claim to be a champion in your golf shit, right? Because you're always walking around with the belt, right?
I mean, he not these days. I don't know about that one.
He's also occupied in other shit, so that kind of makes you, you know, forget certain things. But, you know, we ain't gonna go there again. But you're supposed to be a defending champion, correct?
At a time, yes.
So if you show up once every 18 years, are you still the champion?
Once again, extreme exaggeration, but I get it. The UFC would have made you vacate the belt for a second and have an interim champion.
All right, which is bad.
So since I'm exaggerating, how long does it take to make it? And like again, no shade, Kendrick, because you're nice. How many years does it take for Kendrick to make an album every time? About six.
He takes like 4 years off, 6 years off.
Okay, so one, that doesn't make you great. Two, if it takes you 7 years to make an album, I'm hoping that album is fire because you've been chilling for 7 years.
What? Time out now.
Thank you. Hold on. Thank you for saying that. This might be blasphemous to y'all. Right, but after Forest Hills Drive, and Forest Hills Drive is a goated album.
I know what you're about to say.
It is in my top 10 albums of all time, for sure.
I need a laptop.
He about to shut up. You do this every time. KOD slap.
KOD has war. I need a laptop.
KOD has some songs on it that slap. The album don't slap, and neither does For Your Eyes Only. Every single Kendrick album that's come out since Section 80 has slapped.
He's got like two.
Not one miss.
Hell fucking no. He's got like that two. That last album is a super fucking no. I don't even know how. Yo, the nigga sold out the Garden on clout, and I love Kendrick, but fuck no. I forced myself to finish listening to that album.
Bro,
no.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
look. No. J. Cole has been consistent ever since he came out and still getting better.
And the offseason slaughtered anything that anyone's made since the offseason.
J. Cole has had great verses and great features, but he has not dropped any album near or mixtape near Forest Hills Drive or Born Sinner. He peaked at those with his albums. He's not going to touch those again.
Not lit?
What?
Hold up. Where are you at? Where? Did you listen to the offseason?
Did you listen to K.O.D.?
Did you listen to the offseason?
Forest Hills Drive, Born.
He didn't answer the question. Is his peak. Did he answer the question?
No.
I'll listen
to the question. Yeah.
And it was not Forest Hills Drive.
Well, you probably answered the question because you guys talking at the same time.
I said yes.
No, JJ answered. He said it doesn't reach Forest Hills Drive. That's what he said. He said he has heard it. Okay. I'm not gonna argue that point by itself, but first of all you're just saying is that J. Cole's top album is a top album. But I mean, even if then that's I'll give you for Your Eyes Only. I would not give you KOD was not a good album. I'm sorry, I just can't. Like that's
KOD was a banger.
That shit. I do like Kendrick. I'm not one who won't stand. But let's look at it another way. Even if you include mixtapes, it's not like Kendrick out here pushing out mixtapes all the time either.
Or features.
True.
He give features almost as common as J. Cole get features. Like, he come on and he got a chance to sell you.
Have J. Cole come on and do a feature.
I mean, after Control, people are cautious of having either one of these two on their songs. Because, I mean, Control.
Yeah.
But
Control was eons ago, though. Like,
yeah, but,
then Cole on a feature, it may as well be his track. Period.
I mean, that's basically what Joe said. He said Drake messed up by letting Cole go first.
Yeah. Shit, Cole could have went last. It'd have been a problem.
I mean, yeah, I don't understand the argument really, but
yeah, that's just a dub.
Look, don't get me wrong. Like I said, J. Cole is my second favorite rapper in my top 10. It's hard to argue against him. It's hard to argue against him.
No,
but
it's not.
Like Chan said, opinion wise, I like Kendrick better.
So
okay.
So Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers was his last album, correct?
Okay.
Not feeling it.
No, I'm asking, correct?
Yeah, not feeling it.
What was that great about that album?
For the first time in my life, not feeling a Kendrick album, and that was it.
So the next one after that was 2017, Damn.
Yeah.
Which I'll give you a couple tracks on that. Before that was To Pimp a Butterfly, 2015. I'll vouch for that one. 2012 was Good Kid, Mad City.
Gotta vouch for that
one. Which some people blasphemously said is the greatest album of all time. It's one of the greatest albums I've ever heard.
It's not
the greatest album of all time.
It's one of the greatest.
And they ride the waves of that album.
My favorite Kendrick album is 780, though.
The greatest album of all time is Get Rich or Die Trying, but, you know.
That's to be determined later. But I'm not going to... I'm not going to put skips. I was going to say, there's no skips.
I'm not debating it. It's in there. That's a good opinion.
I know about 3 DMX albums that there's no skips.
As long as there's no children around, maybe.
But the point is, I gave you 4 albums. That's all he did. And you pretty much said 50% of it was good.
Whoa.
I think I need Jay-Z now. What's the percentage here? Come on, Nas.
He didn't name all the albums.
Yeah, you didn't say Section 8.
Well, that's your man, Brandon.
He didn't say Untitled, Unlisted.
Was that an album?
It came out as an album.
I thought that was a tape. And
his first album, bro, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's still, right before Section 8. It came 2009 or 2008.
The Kendrick Lamar EP?
Yeah. It was self-titled.
Son, there's no album that I'm looking here besides To Pimp a Butterfly and a little bit of Damn that I was like, wow. J. Cole.
Well, like I said, it's hard to argue J. Cole because J. Cole is goated, brother, but Kendrick's is my favorite, so I'm gonna argue it, just you know, for the sake of argument. But I if you say J. Cole's the best, I respect the shout. 100%.
He's just not gonna agree.
No, but I'm not against him picking Kendrick first. I'm not against him doing that because that's his personal opinion, and he got Kendrick and Cole. I'm cool.
I think Chance do got a problem with that because Chance always mentioned saying.
Oh, I got him because he's not number one. He's not over Cole.
I mean, not to me, he ain't. But I can respect someone feeling the other way.
I would like to get back to one point that Chance made earlier that I would like. So you said because Kendrick takes so long to make some of his albums, that you think that takes away from his greatness?
Yeah.
So is Nas not a great?
Hey!
I got a question for Chance.
I already said it. Come on, Nas. That's a one shot. Right. Right, every 10 years.
You said
it's not just that. It's not just every 10 years. The last two Nas albums, I just listened to the last one. Last two Nas albums. Not good.
Yeah. But to that moment when he said it, that's exactly what it was.
But what's your question directly? Because I don't remember calling Nas great.
I'm asking, but I just asked you. I consider Nas a great. Well, you don't consider Nas a great because he only got the Illmatic? Well, Illmatic stands against anything.
Let me go to the numbers because in the beginning, Nas was consistent with albums. He wasn't just putting them out like every 12 years.
Yeah, but the last two, he took time and they weren't good. Well, so you said it like amount of time automatically should mean that the music going to be banging. That's not necessarily true.
But Nas ain't really trying to make out.
Yes, but Nas has already solidified that he's one of the GOATs. Because he was
I ain't gonna lie, you cut out.
What was your question, Jay?
Was Nas in your top 10?
Yeah, he's in my top 10. I think. No, actually, I don't think he was.
No, I don't think he was.
Nah,
no,
yeah.
Because my top 10, I mean, we're going off again, but my top 10 is, it's a little based off what I listen to. Like, if I knew I didn't listen to certain things, I didn't, like, I'm not gonna say Nas ain't great, but I wasn't really into Nas like that at the time. I was more into like J or M.
That's valid. That's valid. Valid.
And at the time, I was living in the South for a little bit of time, so I listened to more Wayne, T.I., shit like that, Trick Daddy, shit like that. Didn't know about Trick Daddy.
Trick love the kids!
But to answer your point, Kenny, in the beginning, Nas was very consistent, so he already solidified that he had one. And arguably, it depends on who answers the question, he beat the King of New York. So he already took the throne at one point, so you can't say that he's not great because the whole world considered him great at one
point. You want to start a new debate? Just go away from
the. I was going to lie. Right, I was about to say something.
I said, depending on who you ask, I don't
go
think.
Go away right now. The nigga had a ghostwriter on Ether and took 2 weeks to drop it. You going to start me up today? Nigga took 2 weeks to drop that track.
I never said that. Nigga
is super ugly in the studio next to Funk Flex.
I always
you
thought,
let me ask you a question. And your man sat in the basement with you and helped write the fucking diss track. Fuck up out of here.
I said, depending on who you ask, because I already thought Jay won.
Fuck who anybody asks. I don't give a fuck about nobody's opinion on that matter. There's no way you're going to sit there with a friend and write a diss track and take 2 weeks to get back at my man's. The crown never fucking left his head.
All right, so let me ask you, Kenny. Who won? Jay and Oz.
Jay won because he got the money in the bank and he got the longevity. He got everything else.
We're talking about lyrically.
You didn't say lyrically. If we're going just lyrically, it's still Jay-Z to me because Jay-Z got multiple tracks on it.
Okay.
You only got Ether. And again, like Rook said, Ether wasn't,
Ether was nice, but.
It was nice, but I mean, it's not. How do I put this? It's not no Vaseline. You feel me?
There's definitely no Vaseline.
And there's a co-writer. There's a co-writer on your diss track, bro.
Well, I don't know about the co-writer thing. I never dealt.
You can Google it.
I'm just saying, I never.
Nas does not deny it.
I'm going strictly into the way Jay set it up, baited him, then did his track, then like you said, took Nas forever to do it. Nas made a 15 minute song to diss him, and then Jay came back with a 30 second clip, and clipped him. Like the baby seat shit was crazy to me.
Seriously.
JJ, who won you?
All right, look, like Kenny said, Jay-Z won the war. It's not even an argument. But I don't know about the Ghostwriter thing. But so for a long time, I would say Ether killed Jay for the battle because Ether outshined whatever Jay-Z had rebutted with or had going on. But
did you hear what Jay-Z obviously said? Did you hear the other song? Yes or no?
Yes.
You did?
Listen, Ether was nice.
What's it called?
Ether.
What is it called?
Bro, Ether was right. Bro,
what is it called?
I can't tell you what it's called. I can't tell you what it's called right now.
Give me a verse.
And I'll tell you why. Because Ether was just that iconic.
Give me a verse.
Listen, but if there was a ghostwriter, I give you that. I can't
you,
give him the flowers.
You literally got nothing.
I can't give him the flowers. You're right. I can't give him the flowers. But Jay-Z obviously won, hands down, no matter what. But he did take a shot when Ether came out. It hurt him his chest. He got some chest pepper going.
It's a hard track. It's a hard track that him and his man wrote and took 2 weeks to fucking write. If we was battling right here, I guess he'd have to go the fuck home. Jay-Z dropped Takeover. You took 2 weeks to make freaking Ether. Jay came out with Super Ugly in the studio, in the fucking, sitting next to all the disc jockeys and shit, murdered your shit, talked about the condoms in your fucking baby seat, and left you on red, son. I don't want to hear shit. And niggas can't give me a verse. You don't exactly Takeover Super Ugly. I'll let you know what the songs were now. I don't do the hype because I remember DJ K Slade at one point saying, "Yo, oh, Nas won." Didn't hear the song. I heard Flex say, "Yo, Jay won." And then the hype came out in the street because Ether was so hard. Oh, we can't go against this shit. Nas won. So no one can make up their mind because everybody's traveling with the herd. Go sit down in the lab. Listen to
it's a little different for you, Rook, though. You in the city. You in the city.
That's right. We was in the city.
You damn right I'm in the city. So go sit down and listen to everything in its entirety and holler
at me. I know Super Ugly, Jay. Trust me. We had this argument not too long ago, a bunch of us on Facebook. JJ probably remember it. With the argument, I believe it was Tupac versus Jay-Z.
All I really want to know is if Ho wants to be with me.
So we done went down the catalogs like track by track, so I definitely remember Super Ugly. But like JJ had a point with that. Like hype, it got a lot to do with a lot of stuff. Again, that's why you got other tracks out there like a No Vaseline. That shit, I mean, Ice Cube sound like that shit hurt. It was personal, for real. Like that's why shit like, and that's to go the same thing. Like that's part of the thing with like what Rook said though. With Ether, it took 2 weeks. Like, was you really not that mad? Like you took that long? I mean, and again, personally, all my writers, all my people are writers. You know, Jay-Z, Eminem, Wayne. They I mean, when I say writers, I'm saying they come straight off the dome and it's going to a song. They don't even put it to paper. Which is part of the reason why they don't need ghostwriters is because they're not even writing their own stuff. So that do give it a little bit more.
Why is this man always messing up the podcast with his technical
stuff? Who wrote? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying not to be distracted.
This man just keep on popping in like he comes to a damn portal and shit.
I'm not the editor.
I can't edit that. There's nothing I can do. If people are just gonna see him popping in the screen, it's Halloween. Hello.
It's the Halloween edition. It's all Gucci.
We start early over here.
All right, so
we're way off track, by the way.
Way, way, way off track.
Give them up. There'll be several different rabbit holes and shit.
How y'all want to end this? Since we're going to talk about lists.
Y'all can talk about lists. Go ahead. That is this generation, Cole and Kendrick, and I will throw Big Sean in there as a backup.
Can't do that.
Drake is the entertainer.
Big Sean cannot be our honorable mention. I refuse. I draw the line.
Big Sean.
Why can't he get honorable mention?
Because Big Sean is basically doing the same thing. Before
we get to that, my head gonna explode. My God, that was fraudulent. Because the quality is not the same, Kendrick to Big Sean. I can't believe that's not.
I said as a backup.
No, not you. I'm talking about what Chance said. But I'm saying, we're talking about this generation. We're talking about Big Sean. Big Sean got what? He got famous and famous in Detroit, right? You got those two and pretty long. It's not like they bad albums. But I put Meek Mill's albums over those two. If we're talking about for this generation,
I can't put a Meek album over a Big Sean album. Not in the last like 6 years. No,
I think I would put Meek Mill.
That's not a generation though. You said J. Cole, Kendrick. That's not the last 6 years. As Chance JJ just went through albums, that can't be the last generation. 6 years.
I can't put a Meek album over a Big Sean album.
To me, the generation is
and
basically
Meek got
post-Jay.
Some hype shit, but some
not post-Jay, the post Wayne. This is the post Wayne generation.
The post Wayne generation. All right, that double XL team. Because Meek's
Which
not
one?
In that. Meek's before those dudes.
Which year
so
we talking about?
What I'm saying is Big Sean got a couple albums where I ain't skip a song. Meek Mill's got albums where I'm like, all right, well, this song, cool. When I'm on my motorcycle, like we out. When I'm in the gym, we out. I've heard too many people say, yo, when I'm in the gym, I got Meek playing. But you ain't gonna sit there and go front to back and back to front on a Meek album.
But that's not how I'm looking at it, because my other backup was Future, and I'm not going to Future albums listening on my album, but it's my Face of a Generation.
I was just talking about being a rapper. You talking about influence. That's what you're talking about now. But Future got plenty of influence.
That's a little bit of it.
But Future ain't got
Kings
bars.
All the Kings influential. All the Kings
ain't got
just
bars.
Selling CDs. They're not
CDs. That Oregon coach said, rooted in substance. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about what you have inside your album. When I relate to hip hop, do you have a fucking story? And do you have something?
Can I listen
to this shit and you paint a picture while I go through these 12 songs? Yes.
Well, that's a beautiful point. So on that same exact note, we're going to pivot over. So Chance, why do you have a problem with Ye being on Jay's top 10 with what Rook just said?
Hold that thought.
You said he has a problem with Kanye?
Hold that thought. Big Sean's last album was 2020, Detroit 2. Before that,
I didn't even know that.
I decided 2017. Dark Sky Paradise 2000.
That's 3 years away.
2013 Hall of Fame. 2010 Finally Famous Volume, whatever. So that's probably a mixtape. Dude,
Dark Sky Scrapers. You're missing an album. I don't know what you're reading. You have a computer in front of you. Fuck this up.
I'm reading Google.
All right. Well, Google got you fucked up. Where's Dark Sky Scrapers at?
It probably wasn't that good. That's why it's not on there.
There you go. We can't trust you right now. You've been compromised.
Dude, I'm looking at
why Google.
It's not even on there.
Dude, because I don't know what you Googled.
Okay,
what's your problem with Kanye? Let's get to that.
What's the question directly? There's mad problems.
Why Kanye can't be top 10?
What?
We're talking lyrically. I don't see how Kanye can't be. Like, where are you ranging for?
I never thought Kanye was that nice lyrically.
Okay, where is your range? Give me a number.
Hold
give
up.
Me
like is a, Mace a better than range. Kanye West?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yo, turn this shit off.
Yes. Yes.
Turn this shit off.
Yes.
We good. I'm going to go smoke this, nigga.
I ain't going to lie. This got to be an episode by itself.
You talking about that? You talking about rapping? You talking about lyrics? Yes.
Way.
Yeah. Oh, super way.
Oh, shit.
All right, see. So we have, what's the last album?
I ain't gonna lie. Maybe I'm not
Donda?
Well read on my Mace. Maybe I need to listen to some more Mace.
You gotta go back.
We're
to
talking.
Mace. Look.
What?
2021 Donda.
Hold on. Let me say something.
First of all, we're gonna start at the beginning because now we're not having the same conversation we were having before. So we don't have to go by recently. We were talking about in general. So we start at the beginning. That's number one. Number two, we're gonna stick to this Mace comment before Mace we get to what anything better. Kanye done did.
Yo, Mace is way better lyrically than Kanye. Mace birthed so
they
many
alcohol in this room. I need a drink.
The Cams, the Fabulouses, you bugging. Mace birthed a whole generation.
Because he birthed the Punchline Kings?
This nigga is not serious.
Because he made Fabulous the King of Metaphors? What are we talking about here?
I can kind of listen to Rook a little bit, but you're a little younger. You wasn't in the Mace hype. Mace
clearly
and mixtapes were fire. Mace would be on Hot 97 just spitting freestyles.
True. And I had Mace albums. I was a big Mace fan. That's why I can say that this is blasphemy.
I would skip school to go get a Mace album when it dropped. Mace was
fine. I'm sorry, I lived in New York. I didn't have to do that.
Well, yeah, I didn't have the bootlegs then. But yeah, Mace is definitely.
No way. Matter of fact, last year alone, Kanye had the two best features in the world.
Give me a Mace album to listen to, Chance, and we gonna reconvene on this the next podcast.
You can listen to Harlem World. That's for his debut.
All right. I'll put Harlem World against.
Or you can listen to Double or Nothing. Is it Double or Nothing?
So, Harlem World versus what? Graduation, College Dropout. Which one are we putting up against?
It's an L. It's an L.
Graduation is my favorite album.
It's Double Up. My bad. Double Up. All right, Mace, talking about Harlem World versus what? Well, he definitely being Jesus. He definitely being Donda. He definitely
This is the point I want to make. Because you said this earlier about Nas. You said he solidified himself so much as a GOAT. In the beginning, it didn't matter what happened after. So we're talking about Kanye's first six albums and not anything after. There's no album touching any of those six, and even still, Life of Pablo was a good album.
Yeah,
I went to the concert for that.
I'm with that one. I ain't gonna lie.
So if you're talking about how if you're gonna give Nas that same shout, you gotta give Kanye the same shout too.
You can't put Nas and Kanye in the same category.
Why?
Because
Nas is way better than Kanye.
No, but we're talking about an example. Kanye established his greatness within his first six albums, like you said with Nas. So Kanye established himself.
There's
no going away from that.
To you guys, Kanye has never been great to me.
You're on drugs. And it's not the good kind. It's not the good kind.
Not the ones I'm on.
Hell no.
If you want to be 100, there's only two albums. There's only three albums I like the Kanye's. If we're being real. And they're probably going to blow your mind. Graduation, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that's going to get y'all. That y'all going to laugh. 808 and Heartbreaks.
No, okay.
That's
all three of them got Mace beat.
The rest of them is cool.
No, in a way.
Late Heartbreaks dropped out is whack?
I didn't say it was whack. What? I said cool. I didn't say,
bro, what? He got Mace beat on his first four albums.
Late Registration.
Bro, this is way too personal for you. You are too close to the situation. We're taking you off the case.
I mean, it could be. I was never in Sam like that.
Nigga got me tripping.
I was never in Sam.
That's astounding.
Drake to me would wash him in the verses.
But verses is club bangers anyway.
Hold up, wait. Exactly. That's why Drake didn't wash him. But we're not talking about club bangers.
Because
we was talking about Kanye. Wait, time out.
You say you like M. M got like five club bangers.
No, compared to how many songs. I love M, but I've also said M could never win a versus with nobody.
Maybe.
But I said M could never win a versus with nobody.
Hold on, that's true.
Because exactly what you just said. It's all bangers. M is a lyricist. There's not a song.
Hold up. That's kind of wrong. Because you done saw what my boys the Locks did to Dipset.
But I might say you could put lyricists versus lyricists.
This is the thing. That's what I'm saying. Okay, if it's lyricists versus lyricists, it's different. But you're putting the Locks versus Dipset. We love Dipset anyway. But who do you think had better bangers? The Locks.
No, Dipset had all the hype. They had all the songs out of high school that everybody's bumping. It's a group of us that sat down and listened to the Locks, listen to Styles P, listen to Jada, listen to Sheik Looch. It's a group of us that listened to the mixtapes. They killed them niggas because they went to hip hop. They took that shit back to the boom bap, and fucking Dipset wasn't ready for that shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When they did the verses, they went straight to lyricism, and it didn't work out too well. M has to go against a lyricist that has no banger joints. Like, M can't go against Jay because Jay's going to kill him. M can't go against Wayne because Wayne going to kill him.
Also, Wayne's catalog is too ridiculous.
But he's a lyricist and he has bangers.
You named two people that you literally named, like, bro, you went
Jay-Z and Wayne. Nobody beating that.
So you think M doesn't deserve that kind of opponent? Who do you want him to go against?
Twista? I understand what you're saying. I understand your point. But again, it's like
give me somebody for him. That's not Wayne J.
But that's the problem. It's literally like them three, but there's a reason why those two are different from him. Like, we know that. Like,
so you're making my point. He can't win a versus.
I'll take an Eminem versus Kendrick Lamar one day. I'll take that. I'll sign up for that. I'll pull up.
And who you think gonna win?
That's why I'll pull up. Because I'm curious.
Ain't gonna be Kendrick.
There you go. See? There's a bunch of people that's gonna say it's gonna be Kendrick. I'm curious.
JJ, what you got to say, bro? Because you basically just been a moderator today.
Listen, I got a couple things I want to say. So I'll touch on that. Eminem and Kendrick, that's going to come down to if Kendrick has enough songs to compete with Eminem. Because they're going to go head-to-head. It just depends. Yeah, well, and that's why Eminem Jay or Wayne, because there's not enough songs for Eminem to keep up with. Jay and Wayne have been in the game so long, it's like Emmitt Smith and Tom Brady going game for game. Yeah. They're going to have more games or bangers in them. So it's not fair. And secondly, we could do a whole podcast. You could pick a rapper, and I will pick Kanye, and I will go song for song with you. And I promise you, you're not going to win.
So Kanye's going to be Jay-Z?
Kanye be 50 Cent already. They put out the album the same week they made a bet.
We're talking about 50 Cent. No one was really fucking with 50 like that.
We're talking about a nigga that you said is a top 10 rapper.
Said so nobody was fucking with 50 50 over top Kanye. 10.
He got crushed by Kanye West. So is it not a logical argument? You said 50 is top 10. Did you not?
I said, Ye is going to be Jay. That's what I said. 50 ain't even on Jay's
level. You said 50 is top 10.
Okay.
Didn't you say that?
What does that got to do with anything?
And Kanye crushed that nigga same week. Crushed him. And I called it too. My brother was mad as fuck. He don't talk very much, but I knew it. He was in the car when the shit came out, and they said Kanye crushed his shit.
You know why you're a wild one? Because you was in New York. You know it was a whole politics shit that was happening in New York during that time.
What politics shit?
That's why Kanye won.
50 was lit. 50 was lit, but guess what? Jada's right. You ain't get shot now, nigga. What the album about?
So I never thought Ye was
going to lose. I have to get rich and die trying. There is nothing 50 yeah. Cent dropped as an album after Get Rich or Die Trying that I want to fucking listen to. Nothing.
He wasted his no skips. It's like Pandora.
Yup. Nothing. All right, but Kanye West?
I don't know how you brought 50 Cent, but Ye, he said he'll pick any artist to go against Ye. He's not beating Jay.
All right, hold on. Again, you're going straight to...
He said any artist, my nigga. Any artist.
We excluded Jay a long time ago.
Wayne.
God.
We excluded him too.
We literally just said this.
So you're not giving me anybody.
We just went over this.
You're not giving me anybody for Ye.
All right, hold on.
You want him to go against me? All right, fine. Ye, and let me see. Who got the thing that's going to go since you're taking away two of the greatest? I'll get back to you. I was going to say Cole, but Cole might not measure up.
Not enough songs, but check
not
me out,
enough
though.
Songs. Word. The track list for Kanye is too deep.
That's why I said let me get back to you, because Cole don't have enough like that.
The track list for Kanye is deeper than still water.
But I'm going by what he said. He said any artist, my two would be, he ain't beating them.
Listen, but check me out. Check me out. I don't want to do this. It would hurt me to do this. But you could pick and have the debate. Just for fun.
Cool, M and Ye?
And we'll see what happens. Yeah, we can do it for fun. See what happens.
Lyrically, M versus Ye?
But before we go into that, I also want to make another comment. You said Drake versus Ye. If we're doing Drake versus Ye, you got to give me a Drake verse versus a Kanye verse, and we'll see who wins. Because you can't take a Drake song. Point. He's singing on it. So you got to take Drake as a rapper versus Ye as a rapper and tell me which verse goes harder. And then we'll talk.
Why are you saying it was on a versus?
Word. And Drake got some hard-ass lines, yo.
Look, this proves my point. Ye is that bad that you were giving me rules for a versus. It's song versus song.
No, because versus also has... Wait. But versus ain't strictly rappers. Versus that has singers on there, all types of stuff. So we said... Because our competition.
It's best song versus best song.
No, because that's measuring who's the better artist, not who's the better rapper.
Correct. We're going rap for rap. That's why he said that.
Versus has always been song versus song.
Yeah,
but that's not the art.
But it's always been genre, the same genre. Exactly. You never seen an R&B nigga versus a rap nigga.
So this nigga didn't have 808 Heartbreaks?
Hold on. Again. That was not an R&B album.
It ain't Take Care.
The argument is Drake a top 10 rapper. Artist, no. Drake is a better...
That isn't the argument. You said Ye versus anybody. Now you're saying it's a top 10 thing.
I'll take this Drake smoke. I'll put the track list together. What's up?
Drake. I'm down.
Drake
I'm down
versus
for
Ye.
It.
It's a rap.
I put that shit out in the universe, son. Put this clip out there. I'll take this Drake versus Kanye, son. It's long overdue anyway.
Next Tuesday.
It's long overdue anyway. And Ye would accept.
Next Tuesday.
Accept. What else he doing?
Oh my God.
Come on, man. You're too disrespectful.
You're way too disrespectful.
What is Ye doing right now?
Bro, the greatness of Kanye West.
And the only thing that happened with him right now is him yelling about his.
You know what's crazy?
It's about his pedigree.
Let's kick it up a notch. If we want to not do rap verse for rap verse, if we just doing song for song. Then you have to throw some Ye beats in there because Ye a producer now. So that's the, right. If we're going to just do the art. Like, you see why we're trying to put rules in there?
The track list is too weak. Yo, the track list is too sick. Sorry, this nigga produce some of the best bangers of all time. Gave away some of the best bangers of all time.
We got Drake. We got Drake with Jay. We got Drake with Wayne. We got Drake with Future. We got, what do you mean? He's crushing Ye.
It's so I don't know if y'all can see this shit, but I went. I went to the library. I did the Book of Hov. And in the Book of Hov are songs that Hov himself helped write. Not songs he made himself. Ye got a lot of songs that y'all bump right now that he wrote, helped write.
I want y'all to put on your socials Drake or Ye. And we gonna tally and see who won.
Tally and see who won. Put it out there. We want the verses. I want that shit now. I want that smoke now. Because I feel the disrespect.
They got beef, so I don't think that's going to happen.
Nah, son, it's going to happen because the beef ain't that serious, all right? And Drake got Twitter fingers. We good. Ain't nobody from the six doing shit.
So he taking care of himself. Take care of himself. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
let's do this shit. All right? Matter of fact, Drake will accept this.
Who your favorite rapper to go against?
He feels like he would win, and maybe he would.
Who your favorite rapper to go against in the verses?
I ain't hear the whole thing again. I said, who your favorite rapper what?
Who your favorite rapper going to go against in the verses?
None of my two favorite rappers gonna go against each other.
Yeah, I'm about to say my favorite rapper, he don't belong to no verses.
I'm talking about Trick Daddy.
That's not my favorite rapper, so that's impossible.
Come on, so you know Trick Daddy,
all your favorite rappers. Ice Cube.
Stop trying to throw shots at Slip and Slide, nigga. We here, son. We still rapping.
Son, I get shit for liking Trick Daddy.
Trick the homie.
I like around these parts.
Trick Daddy had a good run too.
Yo, you said not in these parts, Kenny?
I said he don't get respect around these parts. I ain't worried about catching heat.
Trick the man, yo.
All right, so let's end like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who you want to see a versus with?
For me, it's my two favorite rappers. It's Wayne and Jay. Okay. It's the Carter versus the Carter.
Kenny?
Fucking make a versus. I mean, I don't know. Might as well do the beginning.
What you sipping on over there? Because you mad hostile right now. What you sipping on over there?
Probably. Some Coco Loco. All
right, Kenny, what you said?
But hey, we just keep it on brand with the topic we had today. Kendrick versus Cole. Song for song.
Yeah, I like that.
I got J. Cole.
Yeah, definitely. JJ?
Oh, you know we gotta do Ye and Mace. What are you talking about?
Oh God.
That's another easy one.
Now, that's a slaughter.
And I'm in
my Kanye don't even need to show up.
I mean, that's crazy. I can't wait to Mace album. Man.
Mace, no disrespect, bro, but you don't got the catalog, son.
I'm gonna end it with the battle everyone wants to see. And it's a fact. And we're gonna end like this. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, do all the good stuff, share with your peoples. Come back, check us out, check out the shorts, all that good stuff. So after I said my thing and I get my reaction, we out. Be yourself. Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC, my nigga. Word! Cut through the money, designer the drip. Don't got a cap on my wrist, it's a gear. Bet on myself.